Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood Girl Posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Lady Gang Quickie. I'm Becca, Jack, and Kelty.
Ooh, yeah, all
I'm
one.
All of us.
We are one.
Valentine's Day doesn't have to suck. You have the Lady Gang.
Mm-hmm. Well, it still
sucks.
We're
your boyfriend.
We're your boyfriend in the shape of a girlfriend's voice.
That you've never met before.
Yeah, some of them have met us.
That's true.
And they were blown away. In fact, I would like to start this Lady Gang Valentine's Day quickie with a love letter I received in the mail.
Oh,
is it from a prisoner?
From a fan.
In jail?
Dear my friend Kelty, you are so, three O's, nice. I love watching you on the show. I watch every day, and it makes me so happy. I would like to ask for a picture and autograph. It would make me very happy to receive one. Love, your friend, Gregory.
Wow, Gregory.
I really thought that was going to be interesting.
I thought it was, me too. Also, you are so, I was waiting for like beautiful, sexy.
Fun.
You're so nice.
Oh, nice.
Nice is a great word to describe me.
Yeah.
I'm just nice.
It's very...
I don't understand how you get those.
Yeah, they send them here.
But
on
like
an email?
Do people not know here to not give it to you? Because like anytime fan mail's been sent to a set,
yeah,
like they don't give it to you.
Wait.
Oh, I get it all the time.
Is this from your actual friend, Gregory, or is this from
a
fan?
It's
well,
a fan.
That he like, thinks is...
He's a fan.
Okay.
He thinks we're friends.
But like...
We are TV friends through the television.
Mm. So not friends.
Okay.
But like you should just tell them.
I don't want this kind of mail.
I don't want fan mail.
How much fan mail do you get?
Like one,
I'm sure she gets a
one piece
good amount.
A week. Mostly it's from jail. Actually, let's ask.
Hey, Em, do you have that envelope that mail came in?
Yeah.
Can I have it? Is it from jail?
No.
Are
from,
you sure?
From New York.
Oh,
let me see.
New York.
Hmm. New York State Prison.
Oh, wow. No, this is not jail mail.
Handwriting.
Jail mail's open and then it has a jail stamp on it. This is just regular mail.
That is so
Where does
weird.
He live?
New York.
You can look up his address.
I know. Should we look him up? Hey.
Maybe later.
Later.
Well, I'll Google
his
name while we're doing this.
Well, anyway, it's Valentine's Day, guys. Are you so happy?
Thrilled.
Okay. So I wanted to ask you for the Valentine's Day quickie.
Mm-hmm.
What's your best and worst Valentine's Day you've ever had?
I knew you were going to ask this, but like, I don't.
Come on. Do you remember your first Valentine's Day?
Wait, I do remember one Valentine's
you
Day.
You always do this.
Well, because...
Becca always. Every time we start a quickie, she's like, I knew. And then she's like, well, actually, I have 10 stories. Let me
no,
get to them.
No, this is
don't
rare.
You think?
No.
I had a Valentine's Day. This was when I was dating the sex addict.
Mm.
Where
it's a lot of pressure.
He lived in L.A.
Yeah.
I lived in New York. And I was flying to L.A. to, like, visit him. And it was around Valentine's Day, I think. And, like, I decided that I was going to wear lingerie underneath my clothes so
oh.
that I could show up sex ready.
Sex ready. Sexually adjacent.
That is a lot. That's a lot of effort.
But here's the thing.
That also is icky to fly in.
Long flight.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you wore it for the whole flight?
So here's what I did.
But you changed at the airport.
Panty.
I get off my flight and I go into the bathroom at baggage claim. And I go to put on my whole outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman, like, you know, there's like 3-inch cracks in like bathroom stall.
She can see you.
She sees me putting on like thigh highs, like the whole thing, and garter. And I'm like, just whatever. You know what I mean? I'm never going to see this lady again. She's giving me dirty looks. And
it's his mom.
I look like a hooker. No, I never
mom.
Saw her again.
Oh.
And then he picks me up.
It's your mom.
He picked you up at the airport?
Yep.
Did he come in? Or just curb?
I don't really remember.
Come into the airport. Anymore.
Yeah, at baggage claim you can.
You can.
Oh, yeah.
This was at LAX years ago.
Okay.
So then we go to – he takes me to a house in the Hollywood Hills that was not his.
Mm.
It was like a friend's house that was out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like
it's
a
weird
bachelor sex den.
Honestly, not surprised. Coming from
a
the sex addict.
And that was my honestly, it was a fun time. It was – probably the sluttiest I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
Or the most sexually free. Granted, he's a sex addict, and probably I could have gotten 85 STDs.
Yes.
Didn't dodge that.
Wow.
But
what was the den like? Like, what makes a room a sexual den?
It's just, like, leather couches.
Yeah. Stuff you can wipe like down open, with bleach.
Yeah. Like, open floor plan, marble, like, like lucite tables. Like, it's just a lot of, like, yeah, there's – if you make a mess, there's easy cleanup. You know?
Did you ever go to his actual place?
Yeah. It was, like, a shitty apartment.
I bet.
What did he do for a job?
So he was an actor.
Obviously.
And now he does real estate.
You still know him?
I see his name on signs outside of people's houses.
Is it Jay Luch?
No.
I see him everywhere.
No, I do too. He's like,
I'm like, that guy must be so
rich. He leases so much office space. Jay Lux.
Lux. Yeah. He's in LA.
He
it's
is
everywhere.
So rich. He's
gotta
so
be
rich.
So rich. Every time there's an open space, I'm like,
he's
who is
got
this
a monopoly guy? On those.
Holy shit.
I mean, or maybe he just spends all of his money on billboards.
No, it's every
the
listing.
For sale sign, like call Jay.
Oh. It's for lease, like commercial buildings.
Yeah, it's like he's the only one
him.
In LA.
He is.
Live your life, Jay. Okay, well, did he appreciate your effort?
He did. Mm-hmm. It's the first and last time I ever did that for someone.
Mm-hmm. That is far
for
too
someone.
Much effort.
You did?
I showed up naked to a hotel room with a trench coat, like old school style.
Wow. Do you think the concierge was like, oh, we have another one?
For sure. And I was
literally
like in my 20s.
Nobody wears a trench coat.
No.
As a fashion statement.
No, I looked so dumb. And now, like,
who was it for?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Why?
Because my husband listens. That's rude. I've never done anything nice for him. Anyway, I remember, like, and thinking I was so great. And I was so young. And the guy was, like, jaw on the floor. Like, I'm
he
living out all my porno dreams right now. And then.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was amazing. But then now I see people at hotels in the daytime doing this same sort of thing. And I'm like, you whore. Like, I just was at,
just judging so
I was just at the SLS for something.
Oh, and that happens all the time there.
And like I literally, there was a girl like trying to get up the elevator and she's like, oh, and the girl's like, you need a key. And she's like, oh, I do. And then she was like, huh. And then she was like calling and she's like, hi, yeah, I need a key to get up. And then he's like, I'll come down and get you. And then I saw the guy come get her and I was like, this is a sexual prostitution moment. And live your life. Yeah. Girl, make your money. Dude, get your sex. But like, I was like, wow.
Now if I did that, like, Zach sees me naked more than he sees me clothed.
I know. I have to start putting clothes on.
That it wouldn't excite him.
No.
He'd be like, did you, like, what's going on?
What happened to the laundry machine?
Yeah.
Why don't you have pants
when is that? I feel like that's only exciting in the beginning.
Yeah.
That can't be exciting.
I don't even look that good naked. Like, it's much more exciting for me to be in, like, a nice dress.
You should be, like, in a black light. So then you can, like, see, but then it's, like, really just one-dimensional.
Yes. No dimples.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day that I fully wasted a pretty decent body. Like, it's gone
you
now.
You didn't take advantage of the best times.
No, I didn't. You know what I mean? Like, why?
I think in New York City when I was go-go dancing, used my body to its full capabilities.
I actually, you know what, you're right. When I was being a stripper on Broadway.
I feel like you used your
but
body.
But, like, that was my job, and I didn't feel liberating because it's, like, your job. Mm-hmm. But, like, God, I actually the other day was thinking about this, and I was, like, on a first date to meet this guy that I dated for a long time after our first date. I went on that date in, like, short shorts and, like, a very flimsy tank top. Mm-hmm. It was summertime in New York. I'm like, if I wore that now, I couldn't even keep my husband, let alone get a second date.
So funny. Well, I remember when I first started working here and I was, like, pulling dresses for award season. I pulled this, like, chiffon-y thing and I wasn't going to wear it. And I said to the wardrobe person, I was like, oh, well, this is such a dress that Nancy would wear. Maybe she wants to wear it. And she said something like, oh, Nancy likes more
conservative.
No, like more of a like fabric. Like,
oh, yeah,
she wants like her dress
thicker.
To be made
like
of something.
Fabric, yeah.
She's not wearing a chiffon. And I was like, oh, that's so weird. It's such a beautiful dress. I completely understand now. 24-year-old Kelty, you're an asshole. 30-year-old Kelty really understands. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you need to keep that shit in.
You need to have it, like, tucked in or, like, hidden through,
I need
like,
to
a
have
thick
a
fabric.
Granted, we're probably going to get bashed because people are going to be like, but you're all thin, blah, blah, blah.
I wear less clothing now than I ever have, so I have nothing to contribute.
But you haven't always been like this?
No. I used to literally dress in, like, huge, baggy, like, basic, like, potato sacks.
Interesting.
When I was younger.
Why do you think you don't wear clothes now?
Because she looks amazing.
Because I actually, like, accepted my body for once in my life. Because I, like, hated my body forever.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day? It's your first Valentine's Day.
I'm pretty sure I'm spending it with you guys right now in New York.
Oh, yeah. In the back seat of a taxi.
You've absolutely ruined that song for me. I hate that song.
And you've never heard it before. It.
Nope. And I thought of that the other day when you made the comment on her Instagram. I'm like, I'll never hear the song. I hate it so much already.
But are you planning, like, are you going to send a sexy, are you getting a nude
No,
ready?
I think Valentine's Day is bullshit. Cheesy. I always have. It's so dumb. I don't think, the only time that I have celebrated Valentine's Day is with my sociopath ex-boyfriend.
Ooh.
And it was a very PTSD-filled experience looking back, so I will never do anything again.
Will you be mad if, what are we calling your guy?
His Who? Name?
Jared?
Are we saying his name?
Yes.
I don't know if there's a code. Will you be upset if Jared doesn't send you flowers?
No.
Will you be upset if Zach doesn't get you flowers?
I'll be upset if he does because it's also my money too. I'll be like, why would you waste our money?
I'd waste that $60.
I know.
Send me french fries. No, I just think it's like it's such a contrived bullshitty holiday. Mm-hmm. Do you not think so? Do you want something? Do you want a present?
We know Chris is listening. What do you want?
No.
It's also actually Valentine's Day, so yeah.
It's too late.
No, no, no. I really love a nice card. I think a nice written card is important and beautiful. And you know what? I'm not precious about my cards. In the years past, I've told Chris I want a card, and he'll go pick a nice card that someone else wrote, like with a sonnet.
Oh, no.
And then he'll just sign it, and I'm fine with that. You
really?
Know what? Yeah. Like, well, you don't have to write a love letter to me. Read one and be like, this is the one I want to say to you.
Oh, my God. See, I love a handwritten note.
It's just
note.
More stuff that you have to go through when they die. It's better to leave you with nothing.
God, you really.
When you're 80 years old and they die, you don't want to have a box of that shit.
I want
letters. You don't
want
to be like, God damn it. No, now I can't get rid. I have to die with these.
Here is my thing. I don't like stuff. Like, I don't want pictures. I don't want mementos from things. I don't want to keep shit from the things.
You want letters.
I just like a handwritten letter. I've always liked one. It's a very personal, like, sentimental thing. That's the one thing that I do like.
Well,
if Jared wrote you a handwritten letter using calligraphy, would you be like really touched? And then one of those wax stamps at the back where you...
Yes, only because we have this like ongoing thing where he like... We're very, not very into, but like we have this ongoing joke of like old timey shit. Mm-hmm. So it would be very on brand for that.
Are you going to get married at the Renaissance Fair?
I kind of love the Ren Fair. Ugh. Not for a marriage.
The Ren Fair.
You don't even call it the proper name. This is the Ren Fair.
She's calling it the nickname.
It is the proper name.
I have a couple memories of Valentine's Day. I'm glad you guys asked. First of all, when I was young, my dad, I think, got me like a gold necklace that had a tiny little bird on it that was holding a letter that had like a little red ruby heart. You know, like a little girl necklace or whatever.
That's cute.
I specifically remember when I was in third grade and my brother was in sixth grade, he stole it from my jewelry box and gave it to a girl. And I saw her wearing it.
No.
Yes.
What did you do?
Nothing, because I just let my brother like do whatever he wanted when I was a kid. And like,
what an a-hole.
That was so Dick. Mean. So that, first of all, Matt, I've never forgotten. Where the f*** is my necklace? Next Valentine's Day that I have a deep memory. I was dating Chief. I know. It's his name. I was in 10th grade.
Your ex-boyfriends have funny names.
Sergey.
Well, he was never a boyfriend, I wish.
The love of your life, but he was a homosexual.
I wish Sergey the homosexual gymnast and my cruise ship loved me, but he did not. He was gay. Anyway, so Chief got me.
We've all dated one.
It was a big deal. So I used to go to this performance arts school downtown in Edmonton, and on the corner there was like one of those downtown-y shops. Every city has them where it's like cards and like weird flowers.
Like a gift shop.
It's like a gift shop, but it's like really artsy. Like, you know, you can buy a like oven mitt or also flowers with a weird
right.
vase.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It was called Artworks. And it was on the corner. It was right
Is
by
it
my bus stop.
WORX?
No.
Oh,
I wish.
It seems like it'd be a name for a store.
Okay. Anyway, this store was on my bus route, and I had to transfer buses every day in front of it, and it was like really dreamy, kind of like rich people shit. But it wasn't rich people shit. Anyway, he got me pink roses and this like bizarro vase that was made of steel and it was very heavy. It was like something like your grandma would give you. And he dropped it off at my house. And I could tell my parents did not like Chief, probably because he had a car and was like 4 years older than me. But anyway, Chief got me those flowers. And I remember, I mean, we broke up and he was a weirdo. But like all those years later, I remember going into my mom's like, we need a vase. And like Chief's heart steel vase was still in my house. And I was like, we got to get rid of this. I'm 29. Like, it's time.
They still
it's,
had it.
It's time to get rid
but
of it.
Do you remember when you got your first flowers?
I don't.
I remember getting, like, carnations.
You know what, everyone? I'm sorry that
oh,
you
Oh, carnations.
Do you remember when people get your carnations?
Do they like, still give carnations? Because I feel like that's a way to, like, bully people now.
I think, yeah. I feel like you can't.
Yeah.
It's also, like, such a popularity contest.
Carnations?
Like, it was so, well, like, all the girls, like, the hot girls would have the
would
most.
Get, like, 50, and then, like,
oh,
the
they
losers
give,
would get
wait,
none.
What? Who gives you the carnation?
You buy them at school for, like, a dollar.
For whoever you want it.
Yeah. So, like, you could give them to a crush anonymously, or you can give them to your boyfriend,
That's
or you can give them to your friends.
Recipe for disaster.
So it's
disaster.
Literally a popularity contest.
But do you think it builds character?
For sure, because then you're Colton Underwood, who, like, has zits and a list.
And didn't get carnations, and now he's giving out roses, bitches.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't need
it's
your carnation.
It's the turnaround of the century.
It is. It's amazing.
The glow up.
I think, well, I don't like the idea of any sort of like school Valentine's Day because you had the box and then some, you know, you'd always like get your box Valentine's Day and you'd be like, okay, Jason has to get my best Valentine's Day.
Yes.
The one with the sparkles and the glitter and the zhuzh. And then you're like, oh, I ran out. And like Edward will just get this piece of paper with a Tonka truck on it.
I remember those days.
You know?
Oh, I miss those Valentine's boxes.
I know.
My mom still has them.
She does?
Yeah.
So she won't keep a card from your husband, but she'll keep a goddamn Valentine's.
No, that's my rule. My rule is I don't want cards from my husband.
Oh.
I don't want to be doing, like, the notebook as he's, like, losing his memory and, like, dead in the bed being like, well, now I have all these fucking cards.
They're, yeah. What do you do with that shit?
I hate.
They end up at the Melrose Flea Market, really.
That's why I hate.
Okay.
Yeah. Things.
The last thing before we go, we're running out of time, is I wanted you each to give some advice to any girl that is just broke up, looking for love, can't find love, like just what to do on a day when you just want to
treat yourself.
Yeah.
Treat yourself. Buy yourself something nice.
Go out for a spa day or shit.
Yeah.
Or shit.
Or shit.
Or shit.
Go for a spa day or take
or
a
like,
nice shit.
Or take a shit. And go out with your friends. That's what I would do every Valentine's Day. I'd go out with my single friends and like have
Did you get hit on a lot?
Yeah, because everybody out is single.
Also.
It's actually the best time to go out.
Or you can like go look at all the gross couples out there. Like sometimes I look at couples and I'm like, I'd rather be single than be that couple.
Honestly, and most couples are not happy.
They're pretty terrible.
So they're probably forcing themselves to have this dinner that one of them doesn't want to be there for.
True.
So that's the reality of relationships.
Yeah.
I love it. On that note, happy Valentine's Day, Lady Gang. We love you
so much.
You are loved. You are worthy of love. You're worthy of a card from Becca Tobin's husband. And we weren't here for a long time, but we were here for
a good time.
A good time.
Bye. Hey, guys. Thanks so much for listening to The Lady Gang. You can subscribe if you love the show and check out new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Follow us on social at The Lady Gang or follow us personally at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Bannock. And head on over to our website, theladygang.com, to ask us a question, sign up for our newsletter, or buy all the cute Lady Gang merch you see us wearing. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Now, you know I can't keep a secret or a deal to myself, which is why I'm telling you the best place to find spring savings. Ross. Yes, the Ross. They have the looks you'll love this spring for less. Ross has the best finds and the latest brands at 20 to 60% off what you pay at department stores. So trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring. And don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those on the low. Deals on handbags? Yep, hold my purse. Get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys. There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself because you deserve to look like $1 million without spending it. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.